Hi, this is Zoe Rath, and it's time. It's time for you to get over your fear of networking and get on with it, because networking is your key to business success. And I promise we're going to make it fun.
Welcome to the Zoe Rath Leadership Podcast, your source of strategies and insights to make you a better leader. Influence, improve, inspire.
Welcome back, and I have some sad news. You know, one of the worst things about going overseas for so long is that we have to leave our beloved chickens in the care of our neighbors. Well, actually, it's a pretty good thing because our neighbors are awesome and they look after our chickens super well. In fact, we got video cams while we were on holiday of the chickens getting fed peaches and ricotta. Yeah, not sure that's so good for chickens, but they looked, anyway, they looked happy and fat and healthy. So whenever you look after someone's pets, the worst thing is, you know, if a pet dies while the owner is away, right? Well, that happened. Before we left, Dragon, the little chook I mentioned on previous episodes who had gone through sour crop and I nursed her back to health and was looking good, well, she didn't make it. I think she just got too sick and she cacked it while we were away. And our poor neighbors had to deal with it. Luckily, we briefed them up beforehand. It didn't come as a total surprise, but still, they had to bury our poor chook. And I love Dragon. She was like Uber Chook. She was a really fun little thing. So in appreciation of everyone who's lost a pet, that's what we're going through. Anyway, it's good that we have pets. They make us more lovable and loving, I think. So a couple of announcements. Edge of Leadership on Conference continues to be filling. I'm so excited about this event. We've got so many great speakers. It's going to be a wonderful opportunity to really connect, make genuine network connections for you in business across and outside of your usual arena. And I think that's a really important thing. And we're going to talk a lot about that today, about how to get your network edge on. And you can start by coming along to the unconference. Just go to my site, zoerath.com, click on events, and you'll get all the details there. I'd love to meet you there in person. It's happening 28th of March, 2017. The other piece of news I have for you is my second book, Moments, Leadership When It Matters Most, is now available as an ebook, and you can get it at Kobo, iBooks, and Kindle. So you can just Google it on any of those sites, or if that's too hard, you can get the links at my website, zoerath.com, click on books, find book moments, and there's all the links to the ebooks. I'd love to hear what you think of the book. I love writing it. I think it's a powerful piece of literature about how to really stand up and be seen and heard, which is one of the things that you need if you're going to get on and develop your business edge, is you need to be seen and heard and valued. And this is the thing I find with a lot of my business executives, is that the more seen you are, the more exposed you are. What do I mean by that? Is that because the more seen you are, often you're more expensive. And that's often one of the places that big corporations look to save money, is they look to the big salaries and go, snip, 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 let's put a young gun in there instead of keeping the old dog around. And that's what happened to my dad. After 23 years of service, the HR cutting people came along and went, we can get along without him, with his 23 years of worth of experience. And they let him go with no notice. My heart breaks about it, but that's them's the breaks, and that's the reality of a lot of the large corporations, is that the more senior you are, sometimes the less valuable you can be if you happen to be working in a heartless organization like my dad did. So if this is you and you're very experienced, you are perhaps more vulnerable. And the thing that you need to develop around this is a solid network, because those with a good network are a bit more immune to this kind of threat than those who are not isolated within their own business world. So developing a really good network, a robust one, an extensive one, a diverse one, is really, really important. And you may have heard this adage, your network is your net worth. And it is so true. It's so true. So who you know helps you get more of what you want. And it also helps you to be a more giving person as well. So I have a question for you. How do you show up in your network? Are you a taker, a giver, or a matcher? Those are Adam Grant's categories, if you like, in his wonderful book, Give and Take, which I mentioned in the last episode. I think it's a fantastic book. And he categorizes different different people in terms of how they show up in their networks. A giver is someone who gives. They give freely of advice or resources or introductions and so on. And they do it what looks like selflessly. A taker is someone who happily takes from others. They'll take opportunities, they'll take favors, etc., but they don't necessarily reciprocate. A matcher is someone who does it in equal batches. So they'll give and they'll take, and the kind of fairness is the overriding principle for a matcher. And I'd like to add one more category, or a distinction, if you like, to Adam Grant's categorizations. In networking, I believe that you need to be a connector. And what I mean by that is not just somebody who gives, but somebody who can introduce people to other people. And this is really critical in terms of developing a robust network. And when you get known as the connector person, you are incredibly valuable because you're the go-to person for everyone. So I think that's something to keep in mind. We'll explore this a little bit more. Here's a question for you too. When you go to networking events, do you just go in dread, waiting for the lazy networkers who push all over you and hand you their business card and then zoom off? I can't stand that. They think that's networking, right? Get as many business cards into other people's hands. I've been on the receiving end of that. It's just gross. And I think that's one of the reasons why people don't like networking events. Or when you go to a networking event, do you figure out who would be a good contact for you and then work out how to approach them and feign interest? That's a sign you're a taker, by the way. It's not a good thing where you go out and you're like a shark. You're just going out hunting. That's another reason why people get the heebie-jeebies around networking. So what to do instead? I like the idea of going with a good intention. So whenever I go to a networking function, I go with the intention of making three genuine connections. What does that mean? It means that I am to have three good conversations. And with each conversation, my objective is to find something that lights the other person up. So I keep talking to them until I see their face light up. So I'm asking them questions about themselves, what they're interested in, what they're passionate about, why they got into their work, etc. When I see that, the conversation's amazing. It's fun for me and it's fun for them, and it feels really good. So it takes the whole networking angst and blows it away. So that's, I go with that intention. The other intention I go with is that with each of those conversations, I aim to give something of value. So I aim to be a giver in this context. So I think in my conversations with each person, is there a connection, someone in my network I can introduce them to, a service provider I could recommend? Is there a book I've read recently that I could recommend that would help them? Is there an event I know that they might like, that would enjoy meeting others? Or is there an article I can send them that might be useful? So I go with the intention of being a giver. So in Adam Grant's words, a giver. And then the subcategory to that is being connector. I love being able to do that. I love being able to introduce people to each other, and therefore our entire network is enriched. It's not just my network. There, two other people's networks are enriched. And when we increase the strength and diversity of our network's network, the whole system benefits. So that's what I do when I go to a networking function. It makes life so much better. You see, connection is currency. And this, you don't have to be an extrovert to do this, by the way, because I know introverts shudder even more than extroverts about the networking thing, and they struggle with small talk. Introverts are not necessarily interested in small talk. They prefer the big idea. So introverts, here's your cue. Go with the intention of talking big talk. Lead with, instead of, you know, how was your weekend, lead with what do you think about the recent elections in Britain and the U.S., say, for example. Talk big stuff. Lead with that. It's interesting stuff. Get people's opinion on that. You don't have to do menial things. Go with the same intentions, finding what lights the other person up. If you can connect them with someone, offer them a resource, etc. So when you decide to be a giver, you get to soak up the feel-good hormone of oxytocin. So when you are generous to other people, you get this surge of oxytocin, and it feels really good. You know what? You even get it when you witness generosity in other people. So go out of your way to acknowledge other people being generous too, because you get that little boost of oxytocin. The other thing I think it's important to point out from Adam Grant's book is that being a giver does not mean being a martyr. And he found that the most successful people in business are givers, and the most the ones who succeed the least are also givers. And the caveat or the distinction between the two, so being a giver can be a road to success or a road to not success. He said the ones that are successful are the ones who give extensively and also have ambition for themselves. So it's not ambitious for other people exclusively, it's ambitious for yourself as well. And to do that, you need to be able to ask for help. Because when you ask for help, it demonstrates that you're willing to receive as well. And that makes you extremely attractive to other people. Because you know what? People love to give help. Don't you love to be asked for help and be able to give it? Well, give another person the opportunity to do that. So when I go to a networking function, I set my intention, 3 good conversations, find something that lights them up. What can I do to assist them, to connect them with other people, resources, etc.? And also what I might be able to ask somebody else for help, whether it's a restaurant recommendation, a book recommendation, or an introduction, or information about a new market or venture I'm interested in. So have that in your back pocket as well, because people love to be helpful. Now, not everybody may be able to help you, but if you go and ask, who knows what will happen? Here's the thing, what you need to do about... So apart from setting intentions about building your networking edge, you need to be deliberate about expanding your network outside of your usual industry events. So don't just go to the events in your sector. Boring. Well, I mean, it's probably useful, and you need to cross-pollinate. That's what's most important. You are a stronger connector when your network is diverse. And the other thing, too, is that an expanded network stretches your thinking and perspective, and it's an absolute must in shaping and expanding your leadership capacity. Diversity stretches perspective, which gives you versatility and responsiveness. You need this. So how do you expand your network? Well, there's 6 different ways I've worked out that you can expand your network. One is socially. Go to meetup.com and put in your hobby and find a number of different meetups that you can join in your region or city and go meet some strangers who all have a common interest. I belong to a couple of meetups, and I'm really looking forward to going to the podcast meetup that's in Canberra. Very excited to meet everybody there. As an example, I also host a local meetup called Leadership Over Lunch, which I run once a month in Canberra, which its whole premise is diversity of leaders across the Canberra sector. And we come together based on different leadership issues. So socially is one sphere where you can expand your network. Number 2, sport. It's amazing the kind of connections that come when you have like a sporting interest, whether it's tennis or golf or football, whatever it is. If you join a club, you will meet people and you will expand your network. Number 3 is faith-based. A lot of people who go to church or synagogue have really extensive connections based on their religious practice. So if you have a religious practice, get out there, meet some people. Number 4, hobbies. Take a community college class, and there's so many amazing things that you can do through like an evening class that can introduce you to a whole bunch of diverse people united around this this particular class that you're taking. That's a fun one, I think. Number 5, neighbors. Neighbors are a great source of networks. Being friends with my neighbors has led to a very lucrative and extensive piece of work. So just being friendly to my neighbor without the intention of, hey, give me some business. By virtue of him getting to know me, he referred me to one of his staff members, which led to a whole bunch of work in that whole department. So neighbors can be a wonderful source of extending your network. And number 6 is attend other industries or cross-sector events. This is a specialty of what I do in my work, and I have 3 ways that you can join me in extending your cross-sector network. One, as I mentioned, was Leadership Over Lunch. And you go to a meetup and punch in Leadership Over Lunch, you'll find it there in Canberra. Number 2 is my Edge of Leadership Unconference. It's a truly diverse conference focused on the business and social community sector. Wonderful thing. And the other one is my Leader's Edge Mastermind. The diversity of that group is going to be its richest value. And you can find information about that on my website, ZoeRouth.com, and click on Mastermind or click on Events for the Unconference and Leadership Over Lunch. You just go to meetup.com and Google Leadership Over Lunch in there. All right. So what I need you to do is, if you want links to any of the things I mentioned, including the Adam Grant book, you can go to zoeralph.com/podcast/network. Leave a comment there if you want to give any other recommendations for groups that you belong to or that you host. I'd love for you to post them all there so that we can meet you and meet some of the people in your networks as well. All right. In the meantime, live well, lead well.